All right, everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and I'm back with another video. And this one is a little hard for me to do, but I definitely need to do it and talk about it. Obviously, I had that issue with my, not necessarily the vagal reaction, but the anxiety that was caused from it, because I suffer from general anxiety disorder. Now, general anxiety disorder, people with high anxiety, they have a lot of things that can happen to them. Now, I've never had this before, so I figured I would talk about it, and I did look it up in a forum, and it seems like it's not uncommon for anxiety sufferers, but, you know, I am a believer in the occult and things like that, so I just kind of wanted to maybe take a more logical approach on it, especially when I started noticing some things that were kind of off kilter. And I was like, oh, okay, this is definitely not what I think it is. Okay, I had what I thought was a premonition about my death, which would be in, according to this voice in my head, 31 days from a certain date, which would put it at December the 2nd of, you know, next month. However, you know, it was always accompanied by, like, a menacing or an angry voice. And it was always a voice that would make fun and jeer at me. It wasn't a calm premonition. It was never something that, like, when they talked about this death clock, if you will, it was never something like, you know, like that inner voice inside of you that actually tells you, you know, hey, something could happen to you or something could result in your death on the 2nd of December. And it was always like, no, you're gonna be dead, ha ha ha. And finally, I started to just treat the voice like a troll, which I kind of thought it was. And I just decided to start arguing with it, troll style. And this was very interesting because it had interesting effects. It actually resulted in the voice kind of insulting me and me insulting the voice. It literally was like an internet conversation. It was the craziest thing, but it was in my head. And I was like, well, you know, it's not particularly nice for people to hear like voices in their head. And obviously this didn't start until after the trauma situation because, you know, I'd always like, you know, certain things I do believe in the occult and egregores and servitors and things like that. It's different spirits and demons and whatever, you know. And I mean, it could be a lot of things just trying to fuck with me. But at the same time, I'm not going to go and say, oh, this is an omen of death and all that. And the reason why, other than just the voice being completely menacing and maniacal about it, making it feel like it's the worst thing in the world when, you know, death is something that we all have to go through. And it is, as many people that I have spoken with and a lot of different, there's a guy in Sweden that was talking about how it was just the removal of all identity, as far as like you didn't really care, like things, it's a very calming thing. It just depends. He said he felt like he was flowing into water drops or something, like he was just a drop of water in a pool. And that is kind of interesting, the way that they put that there. It's very fascinating. He's been interested in death and ever since he almost died. I mean, it's a very interesting story if you want to research. I think he's either a Norwegian or Swedish guy. Very, very good, interesting insights on death that I found rather fascinating. And, you know, I don't look at it as some just, I mean, yes, you don't get to do the fun things anymore, the cool things anymore. You don't have to deal with a lot of stuff you like, but it happens to us all. But, however, one of the things that I did notice about this whole death clock scenario is I'm not the only one this kind of thing has happened to. There was, and of course, what really freaked me out is, like, I, you know, ignored it for about a few days, and then all of a sudden, a voice came to me and said 22, and I said, what's 22? So I checked up my, again, it was laughing, it was maniacal, it wasn't a happy voice at all, but it was like 22, and I checked it, and it was actually 22 days until December 2nd, and I was like, oh shit, that's the same 31 days. It's like, so what I'm saying is, I don't think this is a premonition or any kind of spirit telling me, oh, you're going to die. I think this is my brain actually able to subconsciously remember the dates better than I can, which makes perfect sense, actually. because, you know, I am on the autistic spectrum, so there's probably a good chance that my brain is able to remember the number of days in each week or the number of days. Like, I'm not consciously thinking about it, but there's processes in my brain that are thinking about it. And some people say, oh, well, maybe your brain trying to tell you, you know, you're something. I doubt that, too. And the reason why is because I have general anxiety. I have anxiety a lot about certain things, and one of death, you know, is one thing that comes up. Like, am I going to wake up? I mean, sometimes I don't want to go to sleep because I'm not sure if I'm going to wake up, and I have anxiety over that. It can be really bad, and it's just part of anxiety. You have to deal with it. You focus, and there's certain supplements I take to calm myself down and go to sleep sometimes. But the thing about it is, I looked on the forum, and people were saying they were literally getting visions of gravestones with their fucking name on it and the date. I was like, yeah, that's pretty hardcore. And they're like, yeah, they were thinking the premonitions and all that, right? And they're like, no, 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 this is just anxiety. And people were like, yeah, it was just anxiety. Like, a voice told me I wasn't going to live to past a certain age, and I'm so-and-so now, and I'm like, why does our brains do this? What is it? Is it a survival mechanism? Why does our brain do this? Does our brain think... You know, I honestly think that my brain is still kind of traumatized from the issues that happened in, you know, the anxiety and all that. I get more tension headaches now. But from the anxiety and everything that was going on, that huge anxiety attack, that it's almost... It's starting to think, oh, can it happen again? Can it happen again? So it puts it around the start of next month, and it's like, well, maybe something horrible will happen to me next month. And again, that's not something that is normal for people, but it does happen with people if you have general anxiety disorder. So what you have to do is you have to, you know, focus on it. Now, part of me is kind of interested in December 2nd now, I'm not going to lie, even though I have argued with the voice, and I don't even remember how many days it was now, because I argued with the voice so much, and I fucked with it to the point that, like, I literally just made it less of an issue. That's one thing I've done. Like, you can also, if you're an occultist or just anybody that knows anything about thought forms, you can write a thought form to get rid of the other thought form, which is more of a psychological trick than anything. That's something Grant Morrison would say. And Grant Morrison would also say not to let that thing get power over your head. You know, it's like we would say about Donald Trump and people that were into TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome people, how he lives rent-free in their head. You don't want to give these ideas freedom to live in your head, because when you do, that means they can continue to influence you and frighten you and cause fear and anxiety and stress, and that can kill you much earlier than December the 2nd. It might be like, you know, the next day. That shit can cause strokes, heart attacks, a lot of things can happen. So it's really not good to be focusing on things like that. Don't focus on your death, but I mean, everyone will die eventually, and I mean, some people, it might not be when they want to, but, you know, some people, they may be ready for it. Like, okay, I was ready for it. It just depends. Different things happen, and nothing is destined. Everybody has a little death clock that ticks down. But there isn't anything that I think could be gained from a voice in your head laughing, ha 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 ha, evilly about dying on December the 2nd. You know, and it's like, it won't matter because you're dead, you know, or you'll be dead, you know. It's like, yeah, that, but seriously, there's parts of me still thinking about stuff in December and January, because that shit still matters to me. And my other part of my brain, again, it could be just something that went wild. Maybe the trauma and anxiety created something in my head that wasn't there before. And I am using methods that I have developed from years of occult study. So it's not good. It's not, you know, it's not like a lot of people say, oh, that's a bunch of crap. No, the psychological effects of that, chaos, magic, and all that can be very useful. Sometimes it's good to create voices in your head to combat other voices in your head. You know, it's weird, right? But it works. Like, well, I'll create this, or I'll use this thought form, and I'll use this thought form to combat this. A lot of people wouldn't think to do that, but it's like, well, I can just create something that I'd rather listen to, and have that influence me in other ways, or not, well, influence, that sounds a little weird, but I have that influence me out of the other ways of that other voice, is what I'm trying to say. Not like it's telling me to, you know, go, I mean, you can have a voice to influence you to go do this successful thing. You can have a voice to influence you to do anything. However, I would recommend, if you are going to use it in the psychological sense that Grant Morrison would, it'd be, you can go for success. Like, if you need to create something to tell you to succeed, then do it. So, the head's really powerful. I love how Grant Morrison says that the universe is all in one's mind. Like, the mind is a very big place. There's a whole universe in your head. And I love that, because that's exactly what it is. Now, Morrison himself is an atheist. He doesn't believe there's anything after death or anything like that. But, you know, Moore does, and I'm more towards the thing of thinking that maybe that I'm definitely into the simulation. I definitely believe that this is a sim, and, people have there's glitches and bugs, and I think this is just a minor glitch and issue in the system here. And maybe that's what my brain is working out. I understand this might sound very cerebral, but it is. We're talking about my brain here. So, that's more or less what I'm thinking. Of course, I'm very curious to December the 2nd now. But you know what's going to happen? I think December the 2nd is going to come. I'm like, okay, here's the big day. Something's supposed to happen, because it'd be exactly day zero. That's the last day. That's, you know, December 1st would be the last day. There'd be one day left, and then it's it. December the 2nd. So, and then nothing happens. And December 3rd? Oh, maybe December 3rd. Nope, nothing happens, you know. And then hopefully in December, I'd come back and we could talk more about this whole situation. But it is an issue, and it was bugging me for a while until I, you know, finally talked to some people, and I read that forum and how a lot of anxiety sufferers have this happen. And it's very, very common for anxiety sufferers. I'm like, oh, great, now I've got to worry about this all the time. Is he going to tell me I'm going to die in February next? Is he going to tell me I'm going to die? Like, yeah, I'm going to get tired of that after a while. I'm like, you know what? You're like that guy that kept saying Jesus was going to come back. You're like, all right, Jesus, he's coming for sure. It's like, you lost that bingo a long time ago. Haven't seen him yet. So, that's what I think about it. Again, it's a response to the trauma, and trauma can fuck you up. And they actually said in the forum that these kinds of things are due to trauma. It's also a very stressful time in the country, very stressful time at my workplace. We are heading into Christmas. I am being overworked. It's a lot going on right now. A lot more pains and sinuses and stuff like that because of the weather. Not really good, just a lot more pains. So, you know, definitely trying to deal with all that. But I just figured I'd let you guys know and be on the up and up when it comes to, you know, what's going on in my head, I guess you could say, because it was worrying, and I don't believe this is any kind of major premonition, and it wouldn't come with the ha-ha-ha laughing, you're gonna die, you know, kind of thing. That's not the way a premonition works, I don't think. I don't think some evil voice comes in there and tells you, oh, you're gonna die, ha-ha-ha, on a certain day. That sounds like something out of a book. I used to write horror, guys. I know. It just sounds silly. So I'm not too worried about it. And if you are, then stop it. Because I know somebody, oh, but no. Don't give it to me. I'm telling you right now. This happens a lot with anxiety sufferers. There's actually a forum called No More Panic. A forum from No, and it's basically about people that have panic and anxiety disorders. And they said, oh, just stop believing in all supernatural shit altogether. I'm not going to do that. But I am going to understand when something is in my head. And something is a result of trauma, and something is a result of my brain dealing with trauma. As a matter of fact, December 2nd could mean that maybe I'll die in the sense that I won't be worried about these kinds of issues anymore. As far as, you know, because they always say that we die every day. Like, we're a different person every day. Like, every time you sleep, you wake up, you might be somebody else. You might have a different idea. You might have a different way of looking at things. And we technically are different people every couple of years, because everything changes, the skin changes, the organ, a lot of things change, the cell makeup changes all the time. So, that's important to note. You can look all that stuff up. It's all, pretty much verified. The cells constantly renew and regenerate. Old cells die and new cells are born. So yeah, that's just what happens. It's a process of life, even within our bodies. So we're not always the same people. We technically die several times You know, so, I mean, if they say, oh, you'd be gone from this mortal coil. Like, no, I don't necessarily believe that. I think that's just my brain overreacting with my imagination, which is overactive. Anybody that has read my work would know that, like my books and stuff. I have an extremely overactive imagination. And I'm like that one guy they said in the Family Guy episode where the guy... Except it's not heroin, you know? They said, oh, he died of the dogs he thought he saw? Yeah, I could be like that. It's like, oh, yeah, I totally thought I saw those dogs. They got me. It's like, no. Stress and anxiety and all that can get you. You have to be careful because you can literally worry. Like I said, it's literally worrying about worrying. Yeah, that's how bad it is. I probably got it from all the stress and trauma I went through as a child, but it was heightened briefly. By the stress and trauma I had over the vagal response, which was made higher by my anxiety. So, yeah, that's not good. Adding to my pretty expensive bill, yeah, it's been a little bit of a rough winter. And we're just now heading into Christmas. So we'll see, guys. I obviously am a fighter. Like, I said I was a fighter before. You know, and this is in my head. And we got to talk about some other things. Because it's a little selfish. And I'll tell you why it's selfish. It's selfish because my co-host, he is literally on a death clock. I mean, he will die if they don't get him a new kidney. Eventually, he will die. Like, every day is a gift because he will die. He is on a death clock. And Phoenix, who I'm going to be doing an episode with next week because he gets taken out of the hospital. Either it's next week or the week after, he was diagnosed with leukemia. And that is a death sentence, or can be a death sentence. That's a death clock. That's where you're literally looking at your life and saying, well, what do I need to do? Like, am I going to, you know, you don't know what's going to happen to you. You don't know if you're going to die. You don't know what's going to happen to you. You think you're going to die. You know your time is low. It's short, you know? Thankfully, it looks to have kicked it. I believe he is doing better. I believe the cancer is in remission. I don't know. We'll find out when we do the show with him. But we're supposed to do a show with him and Yoshkin later. So you guys can check that out. Hopefully, I'll hear all about it from him because I am curious. I want to know what it was like. But again, hearing voices in your head that are telling you that you're going to die... It's a lot different than actually dealing with situations that can, that are able to kill you, like dealing with cancer, like dealing with kidney disease. This stuff can kill you. I mean, it can kill you. And here I am thinking a voice like, oh, you're going to die. And yeah, okay. That was extremely selfish in a way. And I thought it was selfish. And I was thinking about it, like maybe in my just greater self or whatever, whatever you want to call it. I was just like, you know what? It's not good to just, you know, be that person to say, oh, but it's gonna because the voice said isn't a doctor saying, hey, you've been diagnosed with this kind of cancer or whatever, you're going to die if you don't, you know, you could die or you are terminal, you know. That's scary. Or having a kidney diagnosis, kidney disease diagnosis, where you could die if you don't get a new kidney. Where you don't have that much longer to live. You know? That's scary. All that's scary. It's really scary stuff. So to put myself in the position, even though I've got two guys that went through hell, or still going through hard times, we'll go through rough times for a while. To put myself as like, oh, a voice told me. That's kind of stupid. It's kind of retarded. Like, literally retarded. And that's what I thought about it. I thought it was retarded. I thought it was stupid. I don't think that premonitions and all this crazy stuff is something that one needs to really go ahead and focus on, especially if it's like a premonition of your death. I mean, and it's not the kind of premonition that one gets if they're really, like, you know, I saw you, like, you know, when you say, oh, I saw you die or something. Yeah, that's different. But anxiety... Well, I don't know. I mean, because even, like I said, they even had premonitions that were a little crazier than mine, where they saw their gravestone and shit. And it's like, that's pretty scary. And they're like, but guess what? I didn't die. It was like, well, anxiety really is fucked then, isn't it? It just really sucks. It sucks. I got to deal with it for the rest of my life. But, like, thank you. As I said, thank you, Daddy, I suppose. My father's responsible for it, so... I mean, a lot of it. There's a lot of other issues, but he was one of the biggest ones. However, we'll see. You know, hopefully I'll be able to. I mean, again, I don't believe, but I am going to definitely be cautious on December the 2nd and the 3rd, just because that's Thursday or Wednesday or Thursday, something like that. I'll be working, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see. Just figured I'd let you guys know ahead of time. Because, it was getting to me for a while until I realized just how dumb it was, considering I've got two people in the community here. One I know, one I don't really know that well, but talk to every once in a while. Spends a lot of time in my server and has done shows with, that actually was facing a literal possible death sentence. That's hardcore, man. I can't even imagine that. So to just write this off as a voice told me I'm gonna die on December the 2nd is really kind of stupid, especially when I don't have anything going wrong with me. Could I? Absolutely. Could I die on the 1st? Could I die on tomorrow? Any day. You can. But, it's very unlikely. So, let's just, think about a positive mindset. Positive mindset. You know, I mean, we all have a death clock. But, let's just not listen to the weird voices in our heads, or create voices in our heads that can counterbalance the voices in our heads if we know how to do that effectively and safely. It's philosophy at the end of the day, psychology at the end of the day, and Grant always said it was more psychological than anything else, and I agree. So if you can create Batman and say, no, we're not gonna think about this today. Like, imagine the voices, like the Joker laugh, the Mark Hamill laugh. Batman picks up the Joker by the throat and said, not today, Joker. You know, throws him out the window. Like, that sort of thing. That's one way you can do it. I should have a discussion on more occult topics, psychological occult stuff. But I just haven't really thought about it, and I don't know how my audience would treat it. Like, some people are like, oh, that's the devil. Like, no, the devil is that person that's going believing that they sacrifice people for power. That's that. And that might not even be the devil per se. That could be a lesser demon. It could be some kind of egregore that they created. You know, if enough people believe in something, it creates it, like a thought form manifestation of it. So it may not exist. Small Gods by Terry Pratchett actually did this the best. They're basically saying nobody believed in the turtle. The god was originally this powerful god, but people stopped believing in it, so it just became a turtle. And then when people finally started believing in it, it became this great, big, huge, giant god. And it was able to use all its power because people believed in it. And that's the thing that I worry about with this whole Illuminati, occult, whatever. As far as the satanic stuff goes, if you want to call it satanic, Luciferian. Because they believe in this entity, that kind of gives power. Whether it exists or not is up to debate, but giving it power is definitely going to make it stronger and stronger and its presence more felt in Hollywood and other areas, as we have seen. So, again, you have to be very careful with the thought forms you create and the egregores. Think of the thought forms and the servitors kind of like Mr. Meeseeks from Rick and Morty. Mr. Meeseeks has to do what he does or he'll die, right? That's pretty much what the thought form is, the servitor, which makes me think that the creators of Rick and Morty might know a little bit about this stuff. Probably ain't gonna tell nobody about it because they don't want the stigma. However, you create that thought form to do things for you, and if it doesn't do the thing for you, it dies. And then when they say, "Oh, I killed myself," they dramatize it, but they actually mean it dies. It just goes away. But basically, you like create a thought form to do this, to do that. And it doesn't have to be anything important. Like maybe you need to be reminded to brush your teeth more or something like that. So you invent like a dentist waifu character. You're like, oh, make sure to brush your teeth, Grimcoon. And like, oh, like, that's right. It's like an internal alarm system. You can do a lot of things with your brain. That's why they used to call it mind hacking. They used to literally call it mind hacking, which is what you have to do. You have to basically think of your brain as an OS. And you're going in there and you're creating a new program to override the faulty program. Imagine there's a glitch in your brain. Like, there's a glitch. And you're like, hey, this glitch is brought about this weird voice telling me I'm going to die. And this doesn't sound like anything that comes from the normal processing systems. This sounds like it might be a result of the crash we had. If the anxiety can be considered the crash, then they, then of course you're going to have little errors and problems and things that happen. And you have to fix those. Of course, that's why most computers have, you know, checking systems and repair systems. So basically, we still have this little leftover bit from the crash, and it's probably going to fade itself out in January, late December, something like that. But it's going to take a little while, because it was 2 days of full panic, and weird thoughts blending into each other, and just my brain completely overworked and strained and stressed. So That's gotta be worked out proper, pretty much. So that's all I really had to say on this one, and I hope you guys got something out of this. If you want me to talk more about this kind of stuff, and you're not gonna be like Jesus, you know, because Jesus, I can definitely say that the version of Jesus that a lot of people see is a thought form version as well. I'm not saying that doesn't mean that Jesus himself doesn't have some kind of occupation in that thought form. Like, oh, I see the actual Jesus. Are you 100% sure you see the actual 100, like the Jesus, like the actual Jesus? Like, and here's the one thing I have. This is my biggest argument, and proof that it's a thought form. It doesn't mean it doesn't exist, but there's a thought form behind it. If you talk to another person that sees Jesus, some people they do see Jesus, like Jesus came to me, Jesus is that. Okay, what does Jesus look like? Ask a black man what Jesus looks like. Ask a Mexican man, or how do you see Christos? Hispanic. How do you see Asian man? How do you see? You're going to notice they're all of different colors. And they probably have different ideas. They may look a little different. They may not look like the Buddy Christ from the Dogma movie. They may look a little different than what you see Jesus as. So that's one of the very interesting things about thought forms, that they have different occupied spaces. Some people may not see anything. They might see a light. They might see everything. But again, that's a thought form. That is something that allows your mind to process something that may or may not come from a spiritual. I'm not the guy to say whether it does or doesn't. That's in your own mind. That's in your own head to decide. But as far as, you know, I'm just saying that, yes, there is an occupied space for that. And you can do thought form exercises, like, you know, maybe imagine your favorite anime character. And think what it would be to touch that anime character. Like, yeah, your favorite waifu, imagine her. And then try to go and touch her. And feel what it would feel like to touch her. Like, use your brain to feel what the fabric of the clothing would feel like. What she's wearing. What the thighs, you know, if you want to get more intimate. What that would feel like. What it feels like her lips feel like. What her hair would feel like. And think about it. And your brain will process that. And you will be able to kind of basically imagine that in your head. And then, of course, you have the very easier way to do it that's maybe less erotic, maybe less crazy, is food. Imagine your favorite food. What did it taste like? What did it smell like? When you picked it up, what did it feel like? Like if you were eating a taco, do you remember how the bread feels? And, you know, because you have to pick it up, you know, to eat it. It was a hard taco. Was it crunchy? Like those old El Paso, you know, they have those rough shells. Did it feel rough? When you ate it, how did it feel? Like, did you taste the lettuce? How does the lettuce taste? The ground beef, the chicken, how did that taste? Do you remember tasting that? Tomato, go back and taste the tomato. Go back and taste the sour cream. I hate sour cream, but you might like it. How did that taste? Other things, like, just remember, you can actually make yourself eat. Like, you could taste food without having to taste, without actually having to have it in your mouth. I've done this before. I can prove that it works. But it takes a lot of work, and again, it's not going to fill you up. It's just like, yeah, this is how you do a thing without doing it. It's very, very, very interesting. It's very, very interesting.